As the coronavirus surged in Massachusetts, the state needed masks to protect frontline workers like doctors, nurses, and paramedics. State officials found that equipment difficult to come by, so they turned to brokers who promised they could get it from China. But some of these brokers lacked experience, and WBUR's investigations team found several deals went haywire. Others never materialized at all. Now, two companies are under investigation by State Attorney General Maura Healey. And joining us now with more details on that is WBUR Senior Investigative Editor and Reporter Christine Wilmson. Hi there.
Hi, good morning, Bob.
So let's start with this new information about an investigation by the State Attorney General. Tell us who she's looking into and why, Christine.
So that's a company by the name of IDDC Global Brands. It's in New Jersey, and it's one of the companies under investigation. Essentially, Massachusetts paid this company about $905,000 in advance for masks. This was about the end of March, and the company was offering the masks for about $2.50 a piece, which, based on other brokers charging about $10 a mask, it sounded like a pretty decent deal considering this was at the height of the outbreak.
Okay, but something clearly went wrong with this deal to spark an investigation. So what happened?
Well, IDDC's chairman Jim Sherlock says they passed the state's money, that was the $905,000, onto another company that was supposed to actually get the masks made in China, but they never arrived here. He wouldn't name the other company, but that company also is under investigation. Attorney General Maura Healey says she's gotten complaints from about 200 other medical equipment suppliers. In this case, as I said, the masks never materialized, and the state's still trying to get the money back.
Well, that's certainly concerning because it's almost $1 million.
Well, and that's a common theme we discovered when we started reporting on these deals that the state has been quite secretive about, actually. We found several examples of the state paying millions of dollars up front for masks. And then when things fell apart, it was trying to scramble to get the money back. Other states like Indiana and Washington, they don't pay upfront costs, and the CDC even recommends buyers not do this.
So, Christine, in looking into these deals, what have you learned about the companies the state's doing business with?
Yeah, it's pretty interesting. So in the case of IDDC Global Brands, the chairman Sherlock, he had no experience with medical equipment or even in the medical device arena. I tracked him down in New Jersey, and he wouldn't go on tape or be recorded, but he told me he got into the business in January. And at this point, he now regrets even being involved. We found many people jumped into the fray recently because there was just so much demand during the pandemic. Most of them are trying to purchase these masks from China, and there's just a lot of room for deals to go bad.
So what are state officials saying about these problems, and how much money in the bigger picture are we talking about?
Well, WBUR, we reached out to several Massachusetts agencies and even the governor's office, and none of them would answer questions about the problems with the masks and the brokers. But one broker out of New York says he recently returned nearly $10 million to the state after several deals went bad. That company is called Latova, and they had another deal worth $2.1 million with Massachusetts that fell through. That's according to the owner, Morris Canton. He says a subcontractor ran into export problems, and then he says the state canceled the deal. He says he's returned his portion of the money, but it's unclear if Massachusetts is still owed money from this subcontractor.
I certainly recall, and I'm sure a lot of people recall, that masks were delivered to Boston by the New England Patriots jet back in April. Did you find anything more out about that deal?
Yeah, so if you recall, April 2nd, that jet arrives with almost 1 million masks from China. It was a big deal. It was kind of like a huge feat to get that many delivered. A little-known company called Foxbat Media, they were the ones behind the deal. Initially, the masks were touted as N95s, and these are the respiratory masks that offer the highest protection, the gold standard, that are used with frontline workers like police officers, firefighters, and nurses and doctors. But it turns out that they were really something known as KN95s, and they're similar, but some medical personnel really didn't want to use them. They didn't trust them, and they thought that they were a lower grade. The state gave them to MIT, as well as about 100 brands of these KN95s to be screened. I talked with Greg Rutledge. He's the MIT professor who conducted the tests.
Well, we learned that in the case of KN95s, that not all of them performed up to the level of filtration protection that one would have expected them to do.
So Rutledge says some of the masks did filter about 90 to 95% of the particles, which is pretty good. but others were more like 30 to 50%, and that's really poor quality.
All right, so for the masks that were substandard, where did they end up? Where did they go?
The state distributed some of those to fire departments, police departments, hospitals, nursing homes. And then after the tests showed about one-third of them were substandard, the state informed these locations of the results. Duxbury Fire Department Captain Rob Reardon says they received some of those masks from MEMA. That's Massachusetts Emergency Management Agency.
When we got that batch, the quality wasn't that good. But MEMA has worked hard to get those replaced with ones that are more effective, more in the 80 to low 90% effectiveness.
Bob, he also says that they're better than nothing, and sometimes if they need to, they'll wear two of those masks. The state did get some of this right. Some of the deals did work out. But it still begs the question of why so much money was spent, and then the state didn't get what it thought it was getting. It also makes you wonder whether or not enough was done to vet these brokers and all the players in these deals.
All right, so this is going to continue to play out for some months yet because the investigations by Attorney General Healey are ongoing.
Absolutely, and we know that there's other vendors that we're looking into as well to see what kind of arrangements and deals happen in those cases too.
WBUR Senior Investigative Editor and Reporter Christine Wilmson, many thanks. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Bob.